Hey, quick catch up for you. So things have been really super duper ridiculously busy as a result of those two aforementioned signatures, but busy, of course, in a very, very good way. So, oh my gosh. All right. So as far as websites are concerned, I finished up, my team finished up a new website for a new client. So that's really cool. So client actually, they're a food store based out of Jamaica. So it's pretty cool. But anyways, I'll be sharing the website and what it looks like and everything else on flintstonemedia.com here shortly. It's whenever I have a chance to actually do it. And I'm excited because tomorrow is the launch of a new show on the Florida Beer Podcast, the latest on the Florida Podcast Network. It's the Florida Beer Podcast's latest in our collection of shows. I'm so excited. So I literally just now sent a first draft of the new episode. So I just finished editing it to the host, David Butler. And it's really funny because he's started his podcast already. So he's 20 episodes deep, which means that the very first episode debuting on Florida Podcast Network of the Florida Beer Podcast is episode number 21. How appropriate is that? So it is coming of age right before our very eyes. And I'm so happy because I just can see this show like really going to new heights. And it was so poetic for me. If you listen to the episode, it actually comes out tomorrow, July 4th, 4th of July. And if you listen to the episode, you'll hear me share something really awesome that. So we taped our segment. Glenn actually came down from Ocala to meet Dave and taped this with us. So we taped a segment at Saltwater Brewery in Delray. And what's amazing about that is when my very first podcast, Curve the Cube, if you remember, which is what this podcast is like a descendant of, the offspring of. So this is the podcast that came before this one, Curve the Cube. The 50th episode of that show was also recorded at Saltwater Brewery with Peter Agerty, one of the co-founders there. So it was really like a full circle moment to now almost kind of like be passing the torch on to David for his Florida Beer Podcast. So that was really, really awesome. And also to catch you up on Izzy, my little mentee, she's doing amazing things. I'm so happy for her and her whole entire family. Congratulations to them because they had their little boy Luke born, and I'm gonna be putting something together for her this summer for a little like workshop that's gonna be fun about public speaking. I can't wait to do that. And also, I had an awesome win for a client today, and I won't necessarily specify which client, but I was so excited to score a sponsorship sale for this client that is just absolutely massive, and it's not public knowledge about it, so I can't say anything. I can't say anything about it yet, but it was massive, and he was, needless to say, just beside himself giddy. So when my client is beside himself giddy, I'm beside myself giddy, and this is a podcasting client, so I was like extra beside myself giddy. So yes, I'm very, very excited. And it looks like Florida Podcast Network might now have two other shows aside from the one that's debuting tomorrow in kind of in early development stages. So look for news here about that in the future. But I'm excited because things are just really coming together as far as my career and everything else. One major personal milestone that I had recently, just I think it was last Monday is when I made the call. I forget. It was the 28th, whatever day that was. Friday. It sounds about accurate. But the call was to my car loan company to make my final car loan payment. I never thought I would ever have a car that was paid off. And it took so long, like way longer than the contractual length, guys, be honest. But it took so long, but I did it. And I got my car paid off. So even though it has its major problems, I have to literally kick it in a certain spot to get the AC to work sometimes. And my gas gauge stopped working long ago. So if I don't pay fair attention to how many miles I've driven, I'll be in bad shape, but I don't care. It's my car. So I'm so happy. Wait, what a moment. So just to know that I've worked so hard and I've gotten myself here, and you know, everyone, a lot of people have helped me out, but I'm just so happy to reach that milestone. And The next milestone, speaking of torches that are being passed, is I'm now hiring help. I'm looking to hire an editor and producer and someone to be like my right-hand man or woman, like an administrative kind of person, like my understudy production assistant kind of person. I'm looking for a whole bunch of things. So I'm just as Flintstone Media expands and all the work that I'm doing with Florida Podcast Network and the other networks and all the other independent shows and all of my clients, I'm just so happy to see that finally, after years of curving my cube, guys, the future is here! Ah, it's happening! And thank you so much for coming along. I can't wait to give you the next update. We'll see whenever that drops.